Good evening, folks. You are tuned to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM. And the name of the show is Easy Ed's Variety Hour. That's 2 hours of hillbilly, rockabilly, R&B, and 50s, early 60s rock and roll. Do not let the name of the show fool you, folks. We are here with you until the big hour of 8 o'clock tonight. And as always, you can get in touch by going to the Facebook page for Easy Ed's Variety Hour and giving us a message over there. Or you can give us a call on the studio line. 855-915-WMFO. And we have a good show for you tonight. Classics by Charlie Rich, Benny Joy, Little Joe Allen. Got some new music by the Jackalopes, Scotty Baker, Vince and the Sunboppers. And some unreleased track by local rockin' legends, the Cranktones. And a whole lot more. Let's go. And thanks for being here with us tonight, folks. I hope you dig the show. Let's go. Starting off tonight with some piano rockers. Here's Mickey Gilley. Let's go. Easy Ed's Variety Hour on WMFO.
The town, that gal of mine was seen her running around. Well, I know that I just can't win. That gal of mine, she's been a cheating again. Well, if they told me that the moon was a black as coal, if they told me that I'd won a ton of gold, it wouldn't shake me like it or shoot me when. Cause my baby's been a cheating again. She run around and she made me cry. She said she loved me, but she told a lie. Tell me why, baby, can't I win? The gal of mine, she's been a-cheating again. Well, if they told me that the moon was a black-ass coal, if they told me that I'd won a ton of gold, it wouldn't shake me like it, or shoot me when he says, my baby's been a-cheating again. She's been a-cheating again. Well, if they told me that the moon was a black-ass coal, if they told me that I'd won a ton of gold, it wouldn't shake me like it. I should be when he says, my baby's been a-cheating again.
That little guy you've been seeing most every day shouldn't be allowed to come and take my baby away. Baby, why don't you wake up? All we gotta do is make up. Come on, baby, don't break up with me. Well, I saw you walking with him just the other night. I almost flipped when I saw him squeeze you tight. Baby, why don't you wake up? All we gotta do is make up. Come on, baby, don't break up with me. Do you remember all the things that remember when you said you love me so. Baby, now please don't go. Well, I don't know exactly what I'm gonna do, because if you like him, then I know that he likes you. Baby, why don't you wake up? All we gotta do is make up. Come on, baby, don't break up with me. Don't you remember when you said you love me so? Baby, now please don't go. Well, I don't know exactly what I'm gonna do, because if you like him, then I know that he likes you. Baby, why don't you wake up? All we gotta do is make up. Come on, baby, don't break up with me.
Slow song, we'll omit it. And if it's a rocker, son, that'll get it. And if it's good, I'll admit it. Come on, Queenie, let's get with it.
Said we had a cover of a song made famous by Jerry Lee Lewis, a song by his cousin Mickey Gilley, an homage or maybe a challenge to The Killer, and just some great piano rockers in general there. We finished up with Ezra Lee, Silly Lily, from his CD entitled Cold Fire Man on the Rhythm Bomb record label. I believe that came out in 2013. Before that, Sun Records 1959, Jerry Lee Lewis and his pumping piano with Little Queenie. If it's a slow song, we'll omit it. If it's a rocker, that's going to get it. Before that, the band was called 3M Machine, and the song was I'm Gonna Play the Piano When Old Jerry Lee's Gone. Came out on the Demand record label. I don't have a year on that one. Great Charlie Rich was in there with his version of Breakup, recorded in, I think, 1960. We started tonight's show with Mickey Gilley and his rockin' piano, My Baby's Been Cheatin' Again, came out on the Lynn record label in 1960. I hope you're all doing well out there tonight. It's great to be back with you here. We are here every other Friday on this station. Playing rock and roll, hillbilly, R&B, and a lot of drum solos. Coming up in a second here, we have Ronnie Brent.
Well, I got me a woman. Let you go. It feels so good to kiss her. She tells me I'm a little love. Feels so good to squeeze her. She gives me all her love. Shirley, yeah. Yeah, yeah, Shirley, yeah. Oh, Shirley, yeah. Though I never let you go. Up every morning, she calls me up every night. Why she calls me night and morning, just to see if I'm alright. Shirley, yeah, 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 Shirley, yeah. Oh, Shirley, yeah. No, I never let you go.
Yeah.
The great Benny Joy, Rolling to the Jukebox Rock. Recorded in 1957 and not issued at that time, but thanks to great reissue labels such as Ace Records and Norton Records, you can get all that great Benny Joy stuff that was never released. Before that, music from Italy, Vince and the Sunboppers with Black Haired Woman from their Gone for Lovin' release on the Rhythm Bomb record label. Came out in 2017. We started that set with Ronnie Brent, Shirley Ann on the Colt record label, 1959. Real treat for you guys coming up next. You know your band is good when you have your first rehearsal and you record it and it sounds great. I'm talking about the Hip Shooters from Finland. They very kindly sent me some recordings that they made when they got together. And this is a band to watch, folks. We're going to hear one from the Hip Shooters right now. It's called She Feels Like Rockin'. It's Variety Hour.
chillin'.
Fred and his Playboy band with Boogie Children. Jewel Records, 1965. I'm going to send that rocker out to loyal listener Frank. Frank, have a great weekend. We started that set with a unreleased track by the Hip Shooters from Finland, She Feels Like Rockin'. We'll be looking forward to a full-length release from that band, The Hip Shooters. And I'd like to say hello to some of our podcast listeners. I don't know when you guys will get around to hearing this show, but I'm going to send our best out to Miss Amy, Dan, Long Island Carl, Malcolm, Sue and Rocky in Australia, Dave in Australia, Alan in England, and... We have a lot of listeners in England, so everyone who listens to this program in England, we sure do appreciate it. And folks, if you would like to give us a call here in the studio while we're doing the live broadcast tonight, the number is 855-915-WMFO. Local rockabilly legends, the Cranktones, will be playing over at Atwood's in Cambridge this Sunday. It's the 18th of February, starting at 4 p.m. And you never want to miss the Cranktones, folks. They always put on a great show, 4 to 6 p.m. this coming Sunday at Atwood's in Cambridge. And we're going to hear an unreleased track by the Cranktones coming up next.
Yes, I always care about it.
If you'll only hard to live. Baby, I'll bring you diamonds. All I ask is this: in return, you'll plant only one long burning kiss. To live. Baby, I'll bring you diamonds. All I ask is this: in return, you'll plant only one long burning kiss. In return, you'll plant only one long burning kiss. One long burning kiss. One long burning kiss. One long burning kiss.
On the Nuclear label, NU-CLEAR Records, 1959, it was Rolling Joe Johnson with One Long Burning Kiss. I have not played that one before. Great, great tune there. Mr. Carl Sonny Leyland before that with Wine, Women, and Song from his I'm Wise CD on the High Tone record label. Before that one, I'm sending out to Poison Ivy, Roberta by Frankie Ford on the Ace record label from 1959. One and one is two, and two is three, right? We started that set with Boston's own Crank Tones with an unreleased one called My Baby, My Darling. See the Crank Tones this Sunday at Atwood's in Cambridge. It's a matinee. It starts at 4 p.m. and it ends at 6 p.m. Crank Tones at Atwood's this Sunday. There's our good friends the Lucky Stars in the background with the title track from Stay Out Late with the Lucky Stars. It's just called Stay Out Late. All right, we're going to bop a while hillbilly style with the Delmore Brothers coming up next. Easy at the Variety Hour on WMFO in Medford.
and I'm saying goodbye. I get so lonesome that I'm ready to cry. Everybody's been so nice to me. I hate to leave you, but I gotta go see good old Mobile down in Alabama. Where the breeze is blowing, that's where I'm bound.
Two guitars.
Call me Lovin' Dan. rock 'em, roll 'em all night long. I'm a 60-minute man. If you don't believe I'm all I say, come up and take my hand. When I let go, you cry, oh yes, he's a 60-minute man. There'll be 15 minutes of kissing, then you holler, please don't stop. There'll be 50 minutes of teasing, 50 minutes of squeezing, 50 minutes of blowing my top. If your man ain't treating you right, come up and see old Dan.
Combo with Moonshine from their CD entitled There's Nothing Like an Old Hillbilly on the Bucket Lid record label. And I was just thinking the other day, we had Deke out here in November for a show over at the Rockwell in Davis Square, Somerville. I put that show on, and boy, that was a lot of fun. It was a lot of work, but it was a lot of fun. And I think maybe some of you guys listening tonight were there at that show. Well, maybe we'll try to do it again, I hope, sometime. Opening that show was Jittery Jack, and Jittery Jack is playing tonight at Sally O'Brien's, along with Stop Calling Me Frank and the Kenny Highland Clan. Before Dave and Deke in that set, we heard the York Brothers with their version of 60 Minute Man on the King label, 1951. And before that, the Miller Sisters with There's No Right Way to Do Me Wrong on the Sun record label, 1956. They were not actually sisters, they were sisters-in-law. And we started that set with the almighty Delmore Brothers and Mobile Boogie on the King label from 1947. The Delmore Brothers, of course, helped found rock and roll. You can hear it a little bit in that song. And folks. You are tuned to Easy Ed's Variety Hour on WMFO in Medford. Hillbilly, rockabilly, R&B, 50s, early 60s rock and roll. And we are fixing to throw that R&B switch right about now. But before that, we have a public service announcement. This one is about texting and driving. This message is for all of you sitting in the passenger seat, and apologies if things get a little uncomfortable, but how does it feel to be at the mercy of someone who thinks a random text is worth more than your life? Why not ask them to stop texting? It may be a little awkward, but believe me, you'll live. This is a message brought to you by the Ad Council, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, and your friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. You can learn more by going to stoptextstoprex.org. I don't really think you have to learn anymore. Just if you see someone texting while you're driving and you're riding in the car with them, just tell them to stop. Go down to New Orleans for a little bit here, coming up next with Bobby Marchand.